There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need, backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hi, hola, welcome to He Said, Ella Dijo, season two. I want to jump into media.
Which is so not my world, that's like your world.
We've talked about this
on the podcast.
We've touched on this, but I don't know where Eric comes home saying, I have a reading with a medium tomorrow because I want to connect with my dad. And I was like, what? Yeah. You have a reading with a medium since when?
Like a friend of ours who we work with as well, he was like, after my dad passed, he said, look, I'm going to put you in contact with this medium, Rebecca Farian, and I want you to contact her, but you got to give it a year. You got to give it 1 year till after your dad has passed. And I was like, let me just do it now. He's like, no, a year. So a year later, I reached out and said, let me have her number. I wasn't going to do this, but let me just do it. And I just had a phone call with her, and there is without question, no doubt in my mind that she was speaking to my father, because there's no way she would have known the things that she knew.
Are you a believer now? How do you feel about that experience? Because you're usually a skeptic and you're like, I don't know if I believe in that. Why do you do that?
It was very overwhelming. I mean,
really?
Listen, I mean, you start right off the bat. She was like, are you dealing with paperwork? Are you dealing with things regarding, she's piecing it together, and she's like a trust. And I was like, yeah, matter of fact, I am. I'm the trustee, and I have to deal with this whole entire process. And she starts to continue going down the path, and she goes, the person I'm talking with, and for those of you who don't know, my dad passed away of cancer, but he also got this other illness called myasthenia gravis that prevented him from being able to breathe properly because the muscles in his throat weren't functioning, so he couldn't breathe. And the first thing she said is, the person I'm talking with, she goes, he's telling me right now he can breathe for the first time in a long time. That's the first thing she says. And she would never, ever, even if she Googled my name, know these details. So it goes on and on from that to my dad apologizing to me and telling him how thankful he is of how I'm handling this trust, which is true, because like it's been a very stressful process and he felt bad. He wished we would have been able to talk a lot more, which is something my dad kept telling me he was trying to schedule. We wanted to have time to actually have a conversation. Every single thing you could imagine, she was spot on, to the point that she targeted one of my dad's best friends, who I was making a TV show about my dad and his best friend who traveled the country together. And my dad had a gun that he wanted to leave his best friend, a classic gun that he had. And she, without me saying anything, said the name John, who is that? I said, she's my dad's best friend. You're supposed to give him something. Is it a gun? I said, yes, I have it in my garage. I can't mail the gun. So she goes, okay, he wants to make sure that he gets it at some point. And that's it. That's the story of your dad and the gun. And I was like, wow, of John and the gun. So he went to that little bit. I can't breathe. to one of my dad's dogs, sadly passed away a few weeks ago, and we were really devastated by that. It was a rescue that he rescued from Puerto Rico, who was then placed with another family after my dad passed. And Rosalind was super devastated. And I said, you know, now we were both devastated, but I said, you know, maybe Shiloh's back home with my dad up in heaven. And while she's doing the reading, and we've already narrowed in on it, that's my dad. She goes, oh, your dad's up there with his mom, Kay. She was the first one to greet him when he got there, and a dog.
That's intense.
So again, she knew things that it is impossible to know. I mean, I could go on and on and on. It was 30 minutes of nonstop. My dad didn't stop talking to her, which that's how my dad was. Took her on travels throughout the country of things he liked to do. Oh, not to mention, Sebi had a tennis tournament. She did really well in it. And he had told the lady, my granddaughter is very sporty, very athletic. And by the way, she needs new shoes right away. And without her knowing a thing, Sebi had a tennis tournament. She had just finished playing in the finals. As soon as she walked off the court, she said to Rosalind and I, my toes are killing me. My shoes are too small.
I need new shoes.
And we bought new shoes the night before I had the talk with the medium. And the medium said, your dad said that she needs new shoes.
And there's no way that this woman would have known anything about anything. You know, she didn't even know.
She could have only known that my dad passed. If you Googled me, the only thing it would tell you is that my dad is deceased.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything. No specifics. Zero. She was talking about specifics. I wonder how does God decide who to give that gift, that ability to be able to connect with that realm, you know, to the spiritual world, to be able to know about the future and the past? Like, how do you develop? Because, you know, there's a lot of philosophies that say that we all have that in us, you know. You just have to educate yourself and work at it. I don't know how you can tap it, you know, so it manifests, so you can become psychic in your own life.
I just gave a good idea.
What?
I'm going to see if I can talk to Rebecca and see if she would come on the podcast. Because these are great questions to ask her.
You're right. You're so smart.
Sometimes I am.
Wow.
That's going to be one of the next things. We're going to try and make that happen. That would be an amazing guest to have. I have no idea. I mean, she's a very in-demand medium. And psychic.
I know a lot of people, they don't believe, you know, in the Bible, if you're a Christian, you know, you're not supposed to. Dios te dice que no estés buscando respuestas con ningún forastero, creo que se dice. But the reality is, you know, like if you ask my mom is completely against it because she's a born again Christian and she doesn't believe in any of it. But it's undeniable that people have this ability, this gift, this curse, however you want to call it, to be able to know these things. And it's crazy to me. There's a lot of them that are full of shit, you know, and they're just stealing your money and they don't know what you're talking about. And son falsos profetas. Pero esta gente que they're just right on. How does that happen? Let's ask her. Yeah, can you invite her, please?
I hope I can get her on.
Are you going to do it again?
Yeah, well, we're supposed to. No, I have to finish. We had booked an hour and so much information came out in 30 minutes that she said to me, why don't we take a beat and come revisit this in 2 weeks? And I'll be interested to hear because, you know, we just got back from going up to Big Bear and my dad is buried up there as one of his favorite places. So I'm sure she's going to know all about our trip to Big Bear, which was, on a completely different ship. Again, one of my dad's favorite places, but was a blast. I know you don't like being mountain girl, but we got to go fishing.
Can you believe
the kids love the mountains?
So we have an opportunity to go away again on a little mini vacation with the kids. And Eric's idea is to go fishing.
It was incredible. Sabella says, you might be a beach girl, but Shelly says, I'm a mountain girl. And then now Dylan says, I'm a mountain boy.
She says that just to go against me because she knows that I would much rather just go to Laguna or the Montage.
It is so great to be out on a crisp lake.
And she's going to take us to a freaking catch fish and then throw them back in the water, which is mortifying because I feel like we're hurting them. We hurt them before you put them back in the freaking water.
Like
now they have a horrible life because now they're injured.
When you cut your finger, do you have a horrible life?
Yeah, it sucks for a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks. So they have a little bit of a boo-boo for a couple of weeks, and they get to go back in and swim.
Whatever.
It was a great trip.
You know what? The reason I'm going to suck it up and do it is because I do recognize that she loved it the first time and the second time. So because my kids love it, I'm going to love it.
I just wish you all could see Rosalind in The Great Outdoors. It's like if you watch the movie The Great Outdoors, old classic.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You're just way out of your element.
What do you mean?
You are. You're way out of your element.
Why?
Because you being on a lake, on a boat. I mean, hiking you're okay with a little, but then one little random animal goes by and it's like, freak out.
I just want to see any lizards. Oh my God.
You're a beach girl. You're an island girl.
Take me to Madrid.
All right, well, we got a great
Take
guest.
Take me to Australia. I want to see like safari, like dress like safari style and, you know, and the big jeep and things like that.
That's Africa. You said Australia.
No, I said Africa.
You did?
I did?
I heard Australia.
That'd be
the outback.
So take me to the outback.
You lost everybody here. Like I said,
Africa.
I don't remember Africa. Maybe you did. I heard Australia.
Anyways, we have a fabulous guest today. You want to talk a little bit about
Danny Pino? You know, an actor has been working on everything over the years. Currently on Mayans on FX, and the new movie Dear Evan Hansen, which is coming out soon. We're going to be chatting with him. This is going to be great. Happily married for a long time. Kids.
Two kids, two boys.
So stay tuned.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Scott Patterson. We are going to have Milo Ventimiglia on the podcast today, and we are dropping the episode immediately. We are very excited to have him. He's an old and dear friend. And he gave us some time, which is he doesn't have any time, but he gave us some time, and we really, really, really appreciate it. So we're going to do this interview with Milo, and we're going to drop it immediately as soon as we can get it all cobbled together, this crack team I have. And we're just very, very excited about it. So anyway, listen to my podcast. I Am All In right now on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hola.
What's up, Danny?
Hola. What's going on, guys? Good to see you.
¿Cómo está? Good to see you too. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for the invite.
Is this the Mayans look? Is that are you back? Do you wear a full beard goatee when you're with Mayans?
You know, I can't confirm or deny anything.
Oh my goodness. Okay. It looks great though.
It does. It looks awesome. You.
Really? Lily hates it, man.
No, it looks good. Lady. A little salt. How do you say salt and pepper?
Salt and pepper.
The salt and pepper gives you, you know, gives
and you.
And
you grow a nice full beard. That's hard to do.
It is big. Yeah. Well, I have nothing to do with it. You know, I just have general apathy and it grows even faster.
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, so Dani, óyeme, vamos a hablar un poquito de todo, okay?
Por favor.
Quiero empezar desde el principio.
Wow.
Childhood. Growing up in Miami.
Mm.
How was that? As a Cuban American.
Miami, I mean, it was a beautiful place to grow up. I am the second eldest of five boys.
No way.
Yeah.
Five boys.
Yeah, five boys. Yeah. Yeah, I know. My poor mother. She deserves a huge bronze statue. But yeah, I mean, it was a very, for me, you know, typical innocent upbringing, you know, in Miami, being Cuban American. You know, I spoke Spanish first. Claro que en mi casa con mi abuela y mis padres, hablando español. Llegando a escuela sin poder hablar inglés, you know, and then all of a sudden learning English and being, you know, the tidal wave of English that you know, my generation and generations probably after me experienced, where it overwhelms your Spanish in a way, with television and radio and music and novels, and you know, it becomes like a fight for bandwidth, you know, when it comes to language. But no, I played baseball growing up and I loved art. I loved to draw. Very, very close to my family and to my brothers who are all still in Miami. And
are you the only one that is part of the entertainment business of all the five kids, the five boys? You're the only one?
No, my youngest brother, Paco, is a musician. He goes under Pino Grillo. And he's a fantastic writer and musician, but he's also an English teacher, a high school English teacher, and a fantastic teacher at that. You know, I had the pleasure of directing a music video for him years ago. And I was like, he's so much better than me as an actor. Forget about a musician, just as an actor.
I will go
in and be like, hey, Paco, think about this. What if you did it this way, right? And then I walk away and it become this whole other thing that even though the note allowed, like gave him the permission to go somewhere else, he found this other form of expression. So I would say he's probably like when it comes to artistry, you know, to pick up a guitar in your 20s and decide to become a musician. That takes a lot of guts and I think a lot of creativity.
So what was the childhood dream for you? Was it baseball? Was that like the goal or was it always acting for you?
I'm a dreamer, man. I mean, I had so many dreams, you know, I loved football too. But I never really played it because there was always a choice between being in rehearsal and being at practice. And that happened, you know, with football and with baseball. But, you know, I had ideas, illusions of being a lawyer. I loved to draw, and the idea of creating things, you know, led me to maybe want to be an architect or an engineer, which I studied my first year of college. And then the equations got way too long. And I was like, I think I'm going to be an actor. I think I'm going to be an actor, man.
Yeah. I mean, you made the right decision. You've been nonstop. I mean, cold case and on, you just don't stop working, but it has caused you to travel a bit, right? Because you went to New York for a while when you did Law and Order, you were over there. Yeah. Cold Case was here, right?
Yeah, Cold Case was in Los Angeles. I think that's around the time that we met, right? I think we met right around Without a Trace, Rosalind.
Without a Trace? I think so.
I think because we were on the same lot, we weren't very far away from each other.
Yeah,
and I kept trying to plot things to do. To Enrique Murciano.
Enrique, ¿cómo está Enrique? Hace años, ¿cómo está Enrique? ¿Está bien? ¿Sí está
working? No, yo lo vi en Key Biscayne hace como un par de años, and he looked great. He looked great.
Pescando, en yate pescando estaba.
He's a free spirit, man. He's, I know. Enrique is such a talented guy and such a generous guy. But I saw him in Cuba Scan. I think he is still working. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think I should call him.
He's
fantastic. He's fantastic. And Enrique, como otra cosa. You know, he lives in a world of his own. It's the funniest thing, but God bless him.
When you did Law and Order and had to go to New York, did the whole family go?
Was that no question. That's always a factor in the decisions, the business creative decisions that I make. It's probably one of the leading factors, if not the number one, is how is this decision, how is this choice going to affect my family and the dynamics, right? But my kids were very, very young. Luca was going into kindergarten and Julian was going into preschool, into the fours. And so it was... New York is a very challenging place with, young kids, but the move wasn't as difficult because they weren't, in high school or in middle school with a set group of friends and teachers and routine. It was much more malleable to be able to go from, one coast to the other. And they love New York. My kids are pretty great, man. I mean, you put them in a situation, you're like, we'll see how it goes. And they adapt pretty well. So, yeah, but we...
Brother homeschooled, Danny? You have some homeschool or van a escuela?
No, van a la escuela. So we found... Yeah, the way we did it was that we found the school in New York first. And then we moved into the neighborhood so that it would be easy. Because, you guys know the time that you spend on set, especially on a procedural, especially for SBU. You're just... You're virtually in every scene. So I needed to try and figure out a way to make it as easy as possible for Lily, for my wife, to be able to do that while I was working. But when people hear about spouses, more often than not, when they're receiving an award and spouses get all, get the, thank you to you for everything that you do. And the minutia is infinite. The amount of things that need to happen in order for me to be on set. And the reality is that Lily carried that entire move, and Lily carried for 4 years while I was on the show. She was the one who really muscled that New York City experience for my kids in order to make SBU happen.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
That's beautiful that you talk about, Lily. That's beautiful, Danny. Qué bueno que tienes una esposa que te apoya y que she understood, the kids are priority, and my priority is going to be raising these kids well. So
yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, no, and especially because she has a master's degree, and she's probably 10 times smarter than me, and really, took herself out of the job market in order to... not only, help raise our kids, but to actualize the vision and the dream that I had as a kid. So that selflessness is something that, how do you pay that back?
Con mucho amor y mucho respeto.
That's it, every day.
Todos los días. To this day, she's mom. That's what she's doing. She's taking care of family.
No, she's working again. She's
all trabajando. Oh, she's going back to work.
Yeah, está trabajando. Okay. Está trabajando. She is the director of admissions at a school out here in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And she's very happy being back and stimulated and working with great people. Claro. And she always had that vision of going back to work.
Luca y Julián tienen cuántos años ahora?
Van a entrar en high school.
Oh, ya están grandecitos. Yeah. Okay, so they're high school kids. Oh, wow. Yeah. For whatever reason, I thought they were younger. Okay.
No, 14 y 15, yeah.
Ah, ya son unos manganzones, como se dice.
No, son unos hombrecitos.
Unos hombrecitos.
And so now, the job would obviously have to, depend. You're clearly working in L.A., but you would take a job outside of L.A. if you had to, but it would not be a long-term deal, like a movie or maybe a miniseries. But you wouldn't go off for a full-blown series for 9 months.
It always depends. It always depends on it. We'd always weigh the pros and the cons. The boys now, because they're older, they weigh in on the decision too, because they're members of the family. For instance, when we shot, and I say we, even though, you know, I was the one on set, when I say we shot, because we all make the decision. So we all go and shoot something. So when we shot Dear Evan Hansen, it was in Atlanta, and it was last year at around this time, you know, kind of during the height of the pandemic. And they were home, they were doing their schooling from home, right? Yeah. So they were on Zoom and the whole thing. It wasn't homeschooling. They were enrolled in schools out here. And I went to them and I said, look, this is the deal. I've been offered this opportunity to go to Atlanta. And I told them what the movie was about, what the musical was about. And they were like, oh, wow, that sounds really important for you to do. And I said, well, I'd really love to do it. And I'd love for you guys to come with me. And the pitch was, you wouldn't have to wake up at 7 a.m. to attend your LA classes. You can wake up at 11 because you're on the East Coast. And so you can sleep in. And so they were, you know, at first they were like, I don't know if I want to go to Atlanta. And as soon as I said, you get to sleep in, it was like, they looked at each other and they were like,
that's so awesome. So talk to us about the movie. I know it opens September 24th, I believe, right?
September 24th, yeah, in theaters.
In theaters. So cuéntame, ¿cómo fue esa experiencia? Me imagino que en Vuelve Música you were alucinando, right?
No. De verdad que hace tiempo que no he cantado, so it's been a while since I sang. You know, I've done musicals, you know, growing up. In fact, my avenue into acting was through choir. You know, when I was in sixth grade, like I said, I did everything. I mean, I was in sports. I played pretty much every sport. I was interested in a lot of different things and drawing. And so I was in choir in sixth grade, and my choir teacher, Miss Asako Brummett, Japanese American teacher, said, you know, we're going to do a musical. We're going to do a play. And she cast me in this thing called The Tracers of the Lost Parts of Speech. And there were nouns and verbs and adverbs and adjectives running around the stage. And it was sixth grade, right? But that kind of piqued my interest in it. And there were a couple of teachers from a different performing arts middle school where I was going the following year who said that maybe I should pursue it. And I didn't go to those performing arts schools because I still had too many other interests. But I pursued acting in middle school. And from middle school, I kind of went away from the singing. And I was doing, you know, I still remember this one monologue that a student who was in my class did. And I was like, I want to learn how to do that, because that was impactful. I'll never forget that monologue. And so from that moment on, it was, you know, kind of a goal to learn how to do that, not necessarily to be a professional actor, but to learn how to do that. It was almost like magic. Somebody steps on stage and the stage is empty and you're transported to another world just because the person on stage believes so much that that's where they are. And I just wanted to learn, you know, how to do that. And then anyway, I went to through high school with a lot of fantastic actors. And it wasn't a performing arts high school. We just happened to be in the right place at the right time with a great teacher, Mr. Venezia, Florida International University. I got a degree, a BFA in acting, and then went to NYU to get my master's degree in acting.
Wow,
right.
That's impressive. That's beautiful. Y ver acá, el training para la película, did you have to, I'm assuming you went back to, you were coaching, singing, right? Singing classes and the whole thing.
Yeah,
how many months? Of preparation?
Months. It was more like weeks. I mean, it was probably about 6 weeks of preparation. But you know, I'd been singing for a while. You know, all the way through school. My wife and I, who's an actor as well. We did Fiddler on the Roof together in college, and so she played Huddle, I played Perchik, and we sang together. Wow. And
how many years together, Danny?
Lily and I
since middle school, right?
Since middle school.
So, ¿cuántos años es eso?
30 y pico.
30 y pico.
But and married almost 10, am I right?
No, like almost 20.
Married almost 20, but together since junior high.
Since junior high. Yeah, I mean, on and off since junior high. I mean, we, you know, it wasn't.
And that's how you met that. You met at school.
We met in school. Seventh grade.
Mm-hmm. In Miami.
In Miami.
Y Lily también es cubana?
Lily's Colombiana.
Oh, wow.
La familia Caleña. Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah, no, we met in seventh grade, and she was interested in theater, and I was interested in theater. She was in choir. I had since, like I said, left choir, but you know, we were always interested in theater together. We had a lot of common interests. We've known each other for a while.
You never ever went on a break?
We always went on a break, but we went on breaks often when we were younger. I mean, you know,
yeah, Ross and Rachel, we were on a break. Like they never had, like from junior high to now, that's a long time, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever have a break where you guys weren't,
Yes, we broke up a few times in middle school, a few times in high school. And then because I'm stupid. Because you know, I mean,
guy in his teens.
That's it, man. I mean, that's about as simple as I can make it. But you know, also there was one longer break in college, which was I think the most serious one, because it was the one that I think she went off and kind of figured out who she was, and I went off and figured out what my priorities were. And once we saw each other again, it was more serious now, you know, it's no longer middle school, you know, it's like, what are your dreams and what are you pursuing and what are your goals and how can I help you do that? And, you know, vice versa.
Very good. Y ahora, hablamos un poquito de Mayans. How many seasons now for Mayans?
We're going into season 4. Creo que empezamos la grabación mid-November.
Okay. Y te encanta.
Me encanta.
After doing procedurals, you know, how do you compare, you know, doing a procedural, you've done several of them for many, many seasons, right? And then jumping into material that is completely different.
You know, I think that's the dream, you know, when you pursue a long career in acting, you know, when you want to challenge yourself is to, you know, try not to repeat yourself. And you know, that was a lot of the challenge for me going from cold case to SVU. You know, I felt like, do I really want to play a detective? You know, I'd done 7 years of cold case.
Yeah.
And do I really want to pursue that again? In the same kind of tone, which is, you know, one of the biggest reasons why I didn't do another 7 years on Law and Order. You know, it was time. And I think, you know, the character had kind of wrapped himself up too, in terms of Amaro on SVU, to pursue something different. That being said, I think the storytelling on procedurals can be incredibly strong and interesting and thoughtful. And I'm so grateful for the time that I spent on procedurals. And you know, like you said, to experience a different kind of storytelling. Perhaps something that's a little bit more character driven rather than plot driven, is challenging. And it's not a matter of taste as much as it was for me a matter of, you know, interest. You know, I was interested in maybe challenging myself with a darker character, a character who was maybe perhaps a little bit more gritty, maybe more difficult for me to connect to. To play somebody, you know, the head of a cartel, and try to make that authentic and three-dimensional and not a stereotype. That was the challenge. And given the creatives who were involved and the writing involved, I thought that this might be the right way to do it.
Wow. You're doing fabulous. I'm so proud of you. You know, like you've had a great career.
Thank you.
You know, you started so young and you've done it all. You know, you're doing TV, you're doing movies, you're doing different kinds of roles, always solid,
always disciplined.
You know, when you ask anybody about Danny Pino, people within the industry, everybody just has I have nothing but love and respect. You know,
thank
like
you.
Danny Pino is like a clean career. So yeah, me gusta.
One of the good guys.
Un tipo gastando guy, class act. You know what I mean? Nadie tiene nada, ninguna mierda que decir. Todo el mundo, Danny Pino es clase aparte. Clase aparte. I love it. Thank you so much for joining us, man. Te deseamos lo mejor con la peli. September 24th, dile el nombre de la película que a mí se me estaba en lengua. ¿Cuál es el nombre de la película?
Dear Evan Hansen.
Hansen. Dear Evan Hansen.
You got it. You nailed it. You nailed it.
She can't shake the accent.
You nailed it.
God, I'm like, you say the name of the movie. Anyways, thank you so much, Danny. Bendiciones.
Igualmente.
Que la prosperidad continúe en tu vida por siempre.
Muchísimas gracias, igualmente. Thank you guys for having me. Thank you for your interest in Dear Evan Hansen. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful film. And it has such an impactful message. And like you said, I feel incredibly blessed to be a part of it. And to be a part of your podcast. So thank you.
Well,
thank
you. Gracias, mi amor. Buen día.
Bye-bye.
All right,
bye. This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama. And we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Danny Pino, have you met Danny Pino
first? Yeah, right? we met once at an event. I don't remember which one. Maybe a Magnum Awards or something. We had some drinks at the bar, hung out. It was great. He's again a class act, as you put it. Like, there's never. I love rooting for people in our business or not
good
that are
people.
Just good people.
Good people.
I
yes.
want them to succeed, you know. And he's clearly doing that, and not just in his career, but in his love life. You know, his life. He's been with his wife since
30 something years together, 2 kids.
He's 20 years
remember
married.
When those kids were. Babies, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. They were all basically neighbors. We live so close.
Yeah. We're
actually,
there.
You know, we are at his, you can walk. Like, he lives, like, Danny vive ahí en la esquina. Yeah. El condo that Eric has, that his mom lives here now, but Eric bought this many years ago. Danny lives in this stunning house right around the corner.
Yeah. I'm loving the guests we're having this season. It's been really,
really solid,
insightful guests. Conversation.
Yeah, also
great
different.
Profession,
yeah.
All very different. So yeah. It's been a joy.
Are you going to invite the medium, psychic lady?
I think we have to find a way to get her on.
I wanted to ask Danny if he ever went to a medium. medium or a psychic, or if he believes in that. I think he's going to say, well, he's Cuban. He's going to say, yeah, for sure.
Wow. To all the Cubans out there.
No, porque una una baila cultural. You know, I don't know.
No, I think we got to get around. That's got to be an episode that comes up for sure.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, did you promise me that next time around? You know, it's interesting because we had last week, we had Eugenio talking about how he makes it work, the relationship. You know, his wife is also an actor, singer.
I hear about a lot of supportive wives, yeah.
I know, just like me. It makes me feel so good. I listen to these stories and I just go, I'm right. It's right on for Ross.
Wow, she is just
staying home, not
totally
working. Staying home,
a step
with
back and letting me fly, letting me spread my wings and go. Wow.
I am the wind beneath your wings.
Oh, yes, you are. Totally.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden the wind drops because she's, oh, wait, I gotta go take this job over here. And then I'm like flapping my wings super hard, trying to stay back up. Oh, wait, hold on. Where are you going? Oh, you're going out of the country again? Okay, hold on. Let me keep. And she comes back in and she goes, go, fly. Oh, wait, I'm going to leave again.
And then you're flying. And then you're flying. Like an eagle.
As long as you're out of bed.
Como un pajarito, como una cotorra, como un pitirre. Oh, my goodness. Anyways, this was beautiful. Thank you guys for listening. If you have any questions, any comments, you can always email us at
isaiahdijo@iheartradio.com.
No tenemos, I don't have the address in front of us. Oh, no, escriben por aquí está.
You can email us at
iHeartRadio.com.
Wow, you can email us at ericandroz@iHeartRadio.com.
Are you sure that's the email?
Yes, that's correct.
Or you
that's
can go to email. DM.
DM the Instagram page.
The Instagram page, he said, ella dijo. You know, we actually have some people that, and I forgot to tell you this, we have some requests of topics.
Questions. Yeah, we need some questions.
Yeah, but we have, but I keep forgetting. So don't feel like we're not reading or ignoring.
She's so busy.
We are. I'm just very...
So busy.
But we are going to address questions and concerns and observations. Not concerns, observations from our audience. Thank you for listening, guys. We love you so much. We hope you enjoyed this episode of He Said, Ella Dijo. Bye. Love you.
Peace out. Love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said, Ella Dijo, or send us an email, ericandroz@iheartradio.com. He Said, Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.